Before we start the podcast, we'd like to thank Mouska Trips for sponsoring the Disney Resorts Kingdom podcast. Mouska Trips is dedicated to giving you a Disney experience before you even arrive at the parks. They try to get you the best price they can, and they want you to have the best Disney vacation possible. So please visit our sponsor, Mouska Trips, at www.mouskatrips.com. That's www.mouskatrips.com.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland proudly presents our spectacular festival pageant of nighttime magic and imagination in thousands of sparkling lights and electro-synthomagnetic musical sounds, the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Hello and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. I'm your host, Luke Manning. Well, I was at Disneyland yesterday, and unfortunately, I forgot to record a live show there with me talking about the electrical parade and believe in holiday magic. So, I'm going to be here by myself today to talk a little bit about it now. Now, I saw the electrical parade by Paradise Pier in Disney's California Adventure. And one thing that strikes me about it is it moves incredibly slow. And I know parades do, but they really need to speed it up a little bit because, I don't know, it seemed to move too slow and you ended up staring at one parade float or nothing for quite a long time. But the parade started and you could actually hear the audio of the parade beginning in the distance, but not far in the distance, so like just over on the other side of the street and down a little bit. And then about 5 minutes later, it started up there, and it seemed at first like you would be hearing two soundtracks to the parade playing at once, but no, the speakers near us drowned out the other one, thankfully. But the first flow, obviously, was the Blue Fairy, and I didn't think it opened it. I thought it was behind the train, but obviously I was wrong. And of course, after that came the train. Then there was the Alice in Wonderland and Peter Pan segment. There was the very entertaining Dumbo segment, which I quite enjoyed. Then there was Elliot the Dragon, which, if I'm not mistaken, was originally a Chinese dragon. Then they changed it to Maleficent, and since, like, 1978, I think, it has been Pete's Dragon, Elliot, from the movie Pete's Dragon, and I'm surprised it's still in the parade, because not a lot of people know what Pete's Dragon, the movie, is. I haven't seen it for one, but it's a very cool parade float. And the final section is the most non-Disney, I think, a parade can get, and that's the To Honor America section, which is basically just a parade float honoring America with a giant eagle at the end. And then we saw it was about 9:15, so we really needed to hustle it out of there and over to Disneyland to see the fireworks, which would start at 9:25. So we got there on time, and nothing had started. Then we heard an announcement over the speaker that went just a little bit like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, due to unfavorable wind and weather conditions, it is possible that tonight's performance of...
Got me worried there for a second.
Our fireworks spectacular may be canceled. A final decision has not been made in the hope of better weather conditions at showtime. We will continue to try to present the show as scheduled and apologize for any inconvenience.
What?
We hope you enjoy the rest of your visit with us during this...
And the day before. So as you can tell, we're... just a little bit pissed by that. And unfortunately, this announcement then came over.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Due to winds and higher elevations, our fireworks spectacular, believe in holiday magic, cannot be presented and scheduled. We regret any inconvenience this may cause you, and invite you to share another nighttime tradition just for the holidays, a magical snowfall. Please join us. Viewing locations near Rivers of America, It's a Small World, and Main Street, USA, to enjoy our magical holiday snowfall. Thank you.
So they ended up showing us a replacement show, which was basically an extended version of the castle lighting show. So the electrical parade, a very good parade, just as good as I remember it. I'm still torn between which I prefer, Spectro Magic or the electrical parade. And I think when I go to Disney World this summer, I'm going to have to, just before I go, see the electrical parade. And then the first night that I'm at Disney World, see Spectro Magic. And just compare the two and see which one I really do prefer. Because it's really bugging me. And the replacement show was pretty cool as well. And I just wanted to share a couple of interesting things that happened on my day. Now, I was waiting in line. I finally went over to Pirate's Lair and explored around a little bit. And I was waiting in line to get out of the island, and it was quite a big line. And I got a phone call from my good friends Nick McLam, John Crigliano, and Tom Corliss. They were being all crazy as usual, and that was an entertaining discussion. And then I got on the raft to there, and who would come on but Jack Sparrow? And Jack had some fun with some of the guests, including my brother, and he thought his name was Cross. Where, in fact, it is actually Ross, but he's got a strange Anglo-American accent, so my brother's got an English accent, but he's starting to become American, so it's kind of hard to understand him sometimes. And then I was over at the Redwood Creek Challenge Trail, and I was waiting for my brother to finish climbing on the rock wall, and he was having some trouble, and one of the cast members was there. And I spoke to him, and I just said, you know, how old do you have to be a cast member? And he said, well, you can get into things like foods at 16. Things like the Redwood Creek Challenge Trail or Tarzan's Treehouse, those sort of stuff, you can get into at 17. And then all of the big electrical stuff, so like Splash Mountain, Space Mountain, all of those sorts of rides, even smaller ones like Dumbo and Snow White, that would be 18. But I got to speaking to him, and he said, and you know, by the time that you get here, DCA will be a really great park. And I said, yeah, I know, I've read about it on the internet. And he said, where? Mice Age. And I said, yeah. And he said, yeah, Al's a great guy. Al Lutz, the guy that runs Mice Age. And he has a screen name on Mice Chat. I'm not sure what his screen name is, and I can't remember for the life of me. It's something beginning with an S, I know. But, and of course my screen name is Luke Manning on Mice Chat. And of course we are a Mice Chat partner site, so Mice Chat is pretty much half of my life. Well, I think that's about it for me blabbling. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to play one of the castle lighting shows. Now there are two that I have the source audio for, both of them. Now, I will play the source audio for the one that I did not see, and the one that I did see, you'll hear the live audio of it in an upcoming episode of the Everything Disney podcast. So, enjoy the source audio of this castle lighting show, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Everything Disney Resorts podcast.
Disneyland's Main Street Electrical Parade.
Christmas. We have lots of snow and icicles and magic.
Well, just keep dreaming, because dreams really do come true.
Oh, I love it when dreams come true. And I especially want this one to come true. Most of all.
Well, then, keep on dreaming and believing, and you may be surprised.
Ryan Seacrest here. On Christmas morning, I will be hosting the Walt Disney World Christmas Day Parade on ABC, along with Regis Philbin and Kelly Ripa.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody everywhere.
Check it out this Christmas as your favorite Disney characters and floats make their way down Main Street, USA at Walt Disney World at Disneyland. In true Disney holiday fashion, this year's show features a great lineup of performers. We've got Miley Cyrus.
I just want you for my own.
Josh Groban. The cast from High School Musical will perform a Christmas version of What Time Is It?
What time is it? Christmas time. It's our vacation.
Not to mention all your favorite Disney characters. And a sneak peek at some of the newest attractions to hit both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. Be sure to tune in to ABC on Christmas morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, Pacific, and Mountain. And for a behind-the-scenes peek at the fun and excitement that went into this show, you can check out www.disney.com/parade. We'll see you then.
Well, folks, I guess that about does it for our show. Now bundle up. Stay warm.
And come back and see us real soon.
Happy holidays, y'all.